Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
A better start to your day than a drive-through coffee.
Good morning. What can I get for you today? We love our
city. Dan and Lee for breakfast. The Riverina's 11:52. Triple M.
10th of October is World Mental Health Day.
Yeah, we will be down at Bunnings for that day trying to set a world record. So it's the most people wearing high visibility vests on the day. They're going to give you the vests, but if you would like to register to be a part of it, you can do so. So they can kind of have an idea of how many people are going to be there at 1010, which is 1010.org.au/Wagga, or just turn up on the day.
Absolutely. It's all part of Mental Health Australia's World Mental Health Day. Now, to that end, we thought we'd have a chat with a few people about mental health. And from the Gotcha for Life Foundation, all round good bloke, and also from our Triple M Grill team up in Sydney, a very good morning to Gus Warland. G'day, Gus.
Yeah, g'day, Lee. G'day, Dan. How are you?
Hello. Very good. Now, Gus, a lot has changed since last time you were here. You were broadcasting last time you were down here in the Riverina for the Gotcha for Life Foundation. I actually made you Sultana Bran for breakfast.
I know, and it's the best Sultana Bran I've ever had. The perfect combination of the cereal plus the milk and the spoon size.
You know,
magnificent.
What? That's what got me my job in radio, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, to be fair.
Good on you. Thank you very much.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about Gotcha for Life, because men's mental health is such a huge problem, and it's something where I love the idea of this program with just having that mate who's Gotcha for Life.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, off the back of the Man Up program I did on the ABC a couple of years back now, and it's quite funny, the show has actually been viewed now nearly 85 million times around the world because we gave it away, and it's on ABC iView if people haven't seen it. So it's been a wonderful opportunity, not just to talk about awareness of the problems we've got in men's mental health in this country, but the simple fact is that we've got to start doing some actions now. So off the back of that, I was able to start a foundation called Gotcha for Life, and the basic principle is trying to find someone in your life that you can talk to about things which are warts and all. We're very good as Aussie blokes to sit here and turn around and say we've got lots of mates, we talk about the sport, we talk about like the grand finals that have just happened over the weekend, going to pubs and clubs, barbecues. You can be surrounded by a whole lot of people, but you may not have necessarily anyone that you can talk to about really important things. So a warts and all conversation where you know there's no judgment, you can be vulnerable, you can be honest, and no one is going to do anything except love you for it and try to help you. So we're trying to get every single bloke to work out what their Gotcha for Life friend mate is, and then go and actually connect with them to make sure any problems you're going through, you're a bit of a team. You're just not there on your own.
So, Gus, for anybody that's listening right now and they're thinking, this sounds like something I want to be a part of, I want to get my Gotcha for Life mate, how do they go about that?
Well, you need to look at your friendship group, and you have to turn your mates into a friend. And what I mean by that is I've got heaps of mates, probably 20 or 30 that I could ring up, go to the pub with, have a lot of fun with, go to a show, whatever it might be, but I've only got a couple that I think I could really be open and brutally sort of open and honest with, and you've got to sort of try to find that person. Now, unfortunately, as blokes get a little bit older, we tend to get a little bit more isolated, and a lot of your listeners would be even more isolated than that because they're living outside of town and might sort of be working hard with not a huge group around them. So it's not the easiest thing to do, but you need to find someone. So whether that's a professional, whether that's your brother, your coach, your workmate, whatever it might be, you need to sit down with them and actually say, hey, I'm going through some demons. I've got some stuff going on in my life, which is a difficult, awkward conversation. But have the conversation and say, hey, I'd really love you to be my Gotcha for Life mate. I want you to be the guy that I can come to when things get a little bit dark. Will you take on that responsibility? Can we bond together over this issue? And hopefully if you pick the right person, then they'll say yes, and then you're their mate. And then all of a sudden the problem's halved because you've got someone that you can help you through it.
For people that are listening that might not be in need of help, but they think, I could be someone's Gotcha for Life mate. Do you think that this is probably something that we can say to them, to reach out to your mates? Yeah. and say to them, if any of you are going through anything that's hard, please get in contact with me, because I'm here for any of you anytime, and I'm not just saying that as a mate, I'm saying that as a friend, and I would like to be here for you.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people out there that got it all nailed down, and they're very lucky, the fact they've got a couple of mates that they can rely on and they can have those conversations of gravity, those open, honest, vulnerable conversations. If you're one of those people, then offer your services to another mate to let them know that they're there for them. It could be awkward at the start, but get through that awkwardness. It might only be 10 or 20 seconds of awkwardness. Work through it, bang through it together, and then hopefully you're away and you've got that person who's covering you off for life with any dramas you may have.
The other good news for you, Gus, as well, is we do a Friday meat raffle down here at Triple M, and you've got yourself a ticket in the Friday meat raffle, so you could be winning a meat tray from Wagga Meat Supply for
Friday.
So
excited. Thank you, guys. I've never won one yet. I must have bought a ticket at my local RSL, Pitwater RSL, for the last, I don't know, 15 years, and I've never won one, so fingers crossed.
Well, your name's in the draw, and we'll give you a yell if you win it and organise something from our mates at Wagga Meat Supply.
Beautiful. Thanks for your support, guys, and see you when I'm down there next week.
Beauty and the Geek was taken, but it would have been a good show name. Dan and Lee for breakfast. Weekdays from 6 on Triple M.
We've all been shocked, I'm sure, and I'm sure we've all been touched by the images, the stories that are coming out of Indonesia, Sulawesi, following the earthquake and tsunami earlier this week.
Yeah, over 1,200 people have been confirmed dead at this stage, but the number is just going to continue to rise because they can't get into a lot of the city due to the disaster area, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, that means that aid agencies across the world are pulling together to get over there, get fresh water for the disaster area.
And we thought we'd catch up with someone from one of those aid agencies to find out a little bit more about what's going on, how you can help. And to that end, we're saying a very good morning to Oxfam Australia's humanitarian manager, Meg Quatermain.
Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about the situation in Sulawesi at the moment.
Well, many of you would have seen and heard in recent days there was an earthquake and a tsunami last week on Friday, which has caused extensive damage and tragedy with death and injured on the island of Sulawesi in the north of Sulawesi. So as many of you will know, firstly the earthquake, then the tidal wave, the tsunami, buildings have collapsed. Buildings have been washed away, houses have been washed away. The situation for communities and people there is extremely difficult. Over the weekend, the Indonesian government called for international assistance, and now international assistance has been mobilised within Australia and around the world, including Oxfam and others, to support the people in that tragic condition.
Now, Meg, can you tell us a little bit more about Oxfam's planned response to the disaster?
Yes, of course. So Oxfam has partners in Sulawesi, so we were able to work with those partner organisations very, very quickly. The main concerns in these terrible emergencies are clean water. And for Oxfam, there are many other concerns, but clean water is one which is important to Oxfam because Oxfam has specialty expertise in water sanitation and hygiene. So our main concern is trying to identify where the people are, where communities are, and what they need. So that information is critical, and at the same time, working out how and where the clean water and hygiene needs will be put and needed by the communities. So one of our main things is what we're doing at the moment is we're sending in water purification plants, these portable treatment plants that allows for water to be clean and safe for communities to drink and use.
Now, if people do want to help, if you're listening at home and want to help out, Meg, what's the best way about helping out?
Yes, so Oxfam has opened a public appeal, and we know that Australians are generous to a fault, especially with our neighbours in these types of tragic emergencies. So you can go on the webpage, www.oxfam.org.au, and that will take you through to the appeal page for the Indonesian earthquake tsunami in Sulawesi.
Meg Quatermain from Oxfam, thank you so much for catching up with us and amazing work that Oxfam and the other humanitarian organisations are doing as part of the relief efforts following the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami. Thank you again, Meg, for catching up with us this morning.
Thanks for your time.
Not a problem.
Feel better in the morning. Dan and Lee for breakfast. Your new way to wake up. Weekdays from 6. The Riverina's 11:52. Triple M.
It's getting towards that middle weekend of school holidays, and I very quickly discovered that middle weekend of school holidays is around about the time that the kids start getting a little bit restless, Dan.
Or a little bit crazy. What were your girls playing yesterday? Cannibal Mermaids?
Yeah, that was that was weird. There was something going on. I opted out of that game, and then they wanted me to play the baddie, and I said, no, I don't want to play the baddie because I'll just get cranky with myself. So anyway, there's a solution to your problems,
yep.
And that solution is happening up at the Botanic Gardens this weekend.
And joining us in the studio this morning is Carly and Sally. How are you going?
Hi. Morning.
Now, talk to us about Spring Jam.
So Spring Jam is our kids' festival, which is on this Saturday in the Botanic Gardens from 10 till 4. There's lots of activities for kids from 2 to 12-year-olds, including some food vendors, rock climbing wall. We'll have zoo safaris. We've got a couple of performances in our Big Top by Children Are Stinky, because children are stinky, aren't they?
No comment. No comment.
Well, I don't have them, so I can't say. Now, people might remember this event as the Little Big Day Out, but you have moved it from the Civic Precinct to a bigger and better area.
Yes, that's right. So Little Big Day Out had been running for 15 years. Whilst it was still well attended, it was getting a little bit tired, so we have revamped the event, moving it to a bigger venue, operating it for a whole day as opposed to 3 hours, and lots more fun activities for the 2 to 12-year-olds.
And one thing, I have been doing the weather, and I know that this Saturday is sunny and 23 degrees, so it's perfect weather for the Spring Jam.
It sure is. We're very excited about the weather. We've been watching it daily, haven't we, Sally?
We have, yeah, and it's going to be a lovely spring day.
Now, if people want to find out more about it, what's on, when, how they can be part of it, other than by just getting up to the gardens on Saturday, where can they go? Where can they find out more info?
They can get onto the Visit Wagga website. There is a link there for Spring Jam, and we've got lots of details on the Spring Jam website. There's a program that was just released yesterday. There's so much happening on the day, guys. So jump on, get onto that program, set out your day. There's activities running at certain times, so it's really worth having a look at that so you can plan your day out. And of course, as Carly mentioned, we've got the Children Are Stinky Big Top performance happening as well. There's 2 time slots for that, and that is a pre-purchased segment of the festival. So we encourage you to jump online, check out the program, buy some tickets to Children Are Stinky, and then we'll see you on Saturday for a great day.
Sensational. Carly, Sally, thank you so much for coming in and having a bit of a chat with us today about Spring Jam. It is on Saturday at the Gardens. Get the kids up there, 2 to 12-year-olds. It will be an absolute blast.
Dan and Lee for breakfast. The Riverinas, 11:52. Triple M.
We have been talking about our D-Max all week, and we've finally gotten around to getting some music for it. Maybe you can drive my car. Classic Beatles.
It's classic Beatles. I feel like it needed something a little bit more.
A bit more rock?
A bit more rock and roll. But no, there is not really any more rock and roll than the Beatles, is there?
No. It's pretty much peak. We narrowed it down to 3.
We did. So we had Daryl, Desmond, or Maxie, and we have got a winner this morning, Lee. So drum roll.
And the winner is
Maxie!
I don't mind it, Maxie the D-Max. We can work with that, Dan.
I like it. So congratulations to Mark. He is now
The naming rights sponsor?
Yeah, well, that's all it gets, really. Yeah. But I think we get in contact with Mark. I reckon we do like a carpool karaoke or something. Get him in the car and drive around.
What, Maxie the D-Max, Maxwell Silverhammer, were you thinking? Maxine, Sharon O'Neill, we could all belt that out as we're rolling down the street.
I'm down for that one. Maybe we let Mark pick the song since he picked the name and get him in the car and make something of it.
Something by Max Merritt and the Meteors?
Maybe.
I don't know, Maxie. So Maxie the D-Max is the official name of the station vehicle.
And that's it, Maxie the D-Max. I love it.
Feel like we're wielding our power here, putting our foot down. Guys, Maxie the D-Max now.
Get to work feeling good. Dan and Lee for breakfast. Start your day the right way. Oh. We love our city. The Riverina's 11:52. Triple M.
Flying over October 12 and 13.
Warbirds Down Under. The Riverina.
Riverina's 1152 Triple M.
Warbirds Down Under is the largest gathering of warbird aircraft that Australia has ever seen. Now, Lee, I was there a couple of years ago, and this is one of the most impressive events to hit the Riverina. It is so cool.
And people come from all over Australia just to get to this air show at Tamora Aviation Museum. So make sure you make the trek out there as well. October 12 and 13 is when it's on. Warbirds Down Under, airshow.com.au. And you have the chance to win with us, 13 27 10. Let's go to the phones because we heard that warbird in there. Triple M, good morning.
Yeah, g'day. Was that just the warbird's jet engine I heard taking off?
It was the warbird's jet engine you heard taking off. What's your name?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, are you a huge fan of planes? So do you think you could just name it off the top of your head?
There's lots of different ones, that's for sure. But
How about we go multi-choice, Dan?
Sounded like he knew exactly what he was going for, but Cameron, no, of course, we are going to let you choose multiple choice.
So here's the plane. So there's the plane, and we need to know, is that plane a Gloster dwarf planet, a Gloster UFO, or a Gloster meteor?
Oh, it'd be the meteor.
It would be the meteor. Congratulations. You are heading along to Warbirds Down Under, the air show out of Tamora.
Now, excellent.
Oh, it is so good. Lee, we had a 100% success rate.
We've got very smart people listening to the show, Dan.
We certainly do. And, of course, this is one of the biggest events to hit the Riverina. So if you weren't lucky enough to win your way through to get the double pass or to get the gold class ticket or the Sporting Now Grand Final, it's fine because you can still get your tickets at warbirdsdownunderairshow.com.au.
You can. We're going to be live at Tamora tomorrow morning at Tamora Aviation Museum. If you're in Tamora, make sure you come on down and say hi.
Dan and Lee for breakfast. Start your day the right way. Oh, we love our city. The Riverina's 1152. Triple M. Potsy and Layton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.